King Cotton. Before the late 1700s, slavery in America was declining. Many believed it would eventually disappear. However, the rise of cotton farming changed everything. The invention of the cotton gin in 1793 made growing cotton much easier and more profitable. As a result, slavery expanded across the South and became deeply connected to the economy. This led to great suffering for enslaved people and contributed to tensions that eventually led to the Civil War. In the early days of the United States, farmers grew tobacco, rice, and indigo. These crops required a lot of labor, but their profits were declining. Then, cotton became the most important crop. The problem with cotton was that it took a long time to clean the seeds from the fibers. This limited how much cotton farmers could produce. In 1793, Eli Whitney, an American inventor, created the cotton gin, a machine that quickly removes seeds from cotton. Whitney's invention revolutionized cotton farming by making it much faster and easier. As a result, farmers in the South began planting more cotton. The demand for cotton grew as textile factories in the North and in Europe needed more of it to make cloth. Cotton soon became the main crop in the southern states, earning the nickname King Cotton. With more cotton being grown, farmers needed more workers to plant and harvest it. Enslaved people were forced to do this hard labor, often working from sunrise to sunset in brutal conditions. The demand for enslaved workers increased, and the slave trade within the United States grew rapidly. Even though the U.S. banned the importation of enslaved people in 1808, the number of enslaved people continued to rise. Families were torn apart as people were bought and sold at auctions. Slavery became an essential part of the Southern economy. Wealthy plantation owners made huge profits from cotton, while enslaved people lived in terrible conditions. They had little to no rights, were often treated cruelly, and had no freedom. Instead of investing profits into industrial development or infrastructure, Southern plantation owners reinvested their wealth into purchasing more land and enslaved people. This created a cycle where the economy depended entirely on slavery, making it even harder to abolish. As cotton farming spread, so did the debate over slavery. The North, where slavery had mostly ended, grew more opposed to it. Many Northerners wanted to stop the spread of slavery into new states. However, Southern plantation owners saw slavery as necessary for their economy and way of life. This led to fierce arguments between the North and the South. The South also wanted to expand slavery westward into new territories. Plantation owners believed that spreading slavery into the western lands would ensure the continued growth of cotton farming and maintain their economic power. Additionally, they feared that if slavery was limited to the existing southern states, they would eventually lose political influence in the federal government. Expanding slavery westward was seen as essential to preserving their way of life and preventing the North from gaining control over national policies regarding slavery. The issue of slavery played a major role in the events leading to the Civil War. The South wanted to protect slavery, while the North wanted to limit or end it. As tensions grew, the country became divided. In 1861, the Civil War began. The war lasted for 4 years, and when it ended in 1865, slavery was abolished with the 13th Amendment. Cotton changed the course of American history. While it brought wealth to the South, it also caused great suffering for millions of enslaved people. The cotton industry strengthened slavery, creating deep divisions in the country. Eventually, these tensions led to the Civil War and the end of slavery. The legacy of cotton and slavery still affects America today, reminding us of the importance of freedom and equality for all. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.